This episode of Chatting with Slim is dedicated to the life and the memory of Mrs. Mary Elizabeth Bourgeois. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world, whatever time of the day or night it is. Thank you for joining us on Chatting with Slim. And today's episode is a shorter episode, sort of an explainer video. And today's topic touches on something I've been seeing around the online world. A bit of context that is not added to a statement. And I'm here to clarify. Because I see a lot of people lately making posts about how our U.S. military, or our U.S. Navy in specifically, doesn't have as many vessels as the Chinese Navy, which is better known as the People's Liberation Army Navy, or PLAN, or PLA Navy, whatever you want to call them, Chinese Navy. A lot of this stemmed back on March 1st of this year with Fox News' Tucker Carlson put that statement out there. He said a lot of other disparaging remarks about military service members, more specifically pregnant military service members. In the past 2 months, I've probably taken my comment pot shots at that whole thing multiple times. It's, as I said, people, I don't know if people see what they want to see, but no one gives context on this. And everyone that talks about it in this manner has never even put on a uniform, has never served on a naval ship, has never been in our military, and most of them aren't military tech geeks like me. So I am going to break down what really matters, and that's the numbers behind these navies. Not just the numbers behind the navies, it's the type of vessels that you have. I came up with three reasons just off the top of my head and added four more in after thinking about it for a while. Reasons why it does not matter that China seems to have more naval ships than us. And first off, the numbers are very easy to find. You can look it up on Wikipedia. So according to Wikipedia, the People's Liberation Army Navy, better known as the Chinese Navy, has approximately 240,000 active personnel, 537 plus ships, excluding auxiliary ships, which are mostly refueling ships, cargo vessels, things of that sort. 594 aircraft in their naval service. Of their ships, there are 2 aircraft carriers, 3 helicopter landing docks, 8 amphibious transport docks, 32 tank landing ships. And by the way, United States and most other First World nations considered tank landing ships obsolete about 20 years ago. 33 medium landing ships, 50 destroyers, 49 frigates, 72 corvettes, 109 missile boats, 94 submarine chasers, 17 gunboats, 36 mine countermeasure vessels, 79 submarines, 19 replenishment ships, 232 auxiliaries. That is the layout of the Chinese Navy. So as you can see, with a number of vessels exceeding 500 to almost what is estimated to be about 580 vessels. But when you break down the numbers, 109 missile boats, 94 sub chasers, 17 gun boats. Right there, bam, 220 vessels, 109 missile boats, 94 submarine chasers, 17 gun boats. These are all small vessels, while compact and fast. They have little weapons, though they are effective because they will carry anti-ship missiles. They are all designed to protect China's coast. They're basically Coast Guard cutters. Now, this is how Wikipedia breaks down the United States Navy. Now, Wikipedia doesn't break down the U.S. Navy in the same format, for whatever reason, that it broke down the Chinese Navy, but I'm going to break down the U.S. Navy way more complex than what Wikipedia is going to ever be able to break it down to you anyways. Personnel-wise, 347,000 active duty personnel, 279,471 civilian employees, 101,000 ready reserve personnel, 480 total ships, of which 290 are deployable, 3,900 aircraft, 2,600 of which are U.S. Navy, 1,300 of which are U.S. Marine Corps. Now, Wikipedia does not give a fleet breakdown like it did for the Chinese Navy, but I will break down the U.S. Navy fleet as such. The United States Navy has 11 nuclear-powered aircraft carriers, currently 3 amphibious assault ships with 8 in construction or planning. We currently have 8 landing helicopter docks, 13 amphibious transport docks, 16 dock landing ships built, however, 15 active, one recently retired in the last year. As well to our amphibious fleet, there are two Blue Ridge class amphibious assault command ships. I'll get into those in a little bit. Back to the numbers. 22 Ticonderoga class cruisers. We currently have 68 Arleigh Burke class destroyers. There are currently 7 of them under construction, 3 on order. The whole class has a planned number of 89 total. Of them, 21 have yet to be built. There are 3 Zumwalt class destroyers. Very brand new ships. A lot of very new technology. Originally 29 were planned. The extreme cost of this vessel has caused the Navy to say no more on them. And the U.S. Navy is basically going to use this class pretty much as a test platform and a springboard for future vessels. Currently under development and in building will be 20 Constellation class frigates. This is a brand new class. The first vessel, FFG-62, will be named USS Constitution. Second one of the class will be named USS Congress. The fourth ship of the class, or the third ship of the class, will be named USS Chesapeake. The United States Navy also has 2 classes of fairly new littoral combat ships, the Freedom Class and Independence Class. Of the Freedom Class, 10 have been completed and are active. 5 are still in building with 1 on order, 16 total planned. Of the Independence Class, there are 11 complete and active, 6 building, 2 on order for a total planned 19 Independence class littoral combat ships. There are also 14 Avenger class mine countermeasure ships. 14 Cyclone class patrol craft, 18 Ohio class, 18 nuclear powered ballistic missile / cruise missile submarines. 14 Ohio class nuclear powered submarines are set up as ballistic missile submarines. 4 of them are set up to be cruise missile submarines. The ballistic missile submarines can carry up to 24 Trident ballistic missiles each. The 4 cruise missile submarines can each carry 154 Tomahawk cruise missiles. Los Angeles class nuclear power attack sub. There are 28 still active, 30 are retired, 4 are laid up. As this class is starting to be phased out of the Navy due to its age, there are 3 Seawolf class nuclear powered submarines. The Navy built these as a precursor, as a successor to the Los Angeles class. All 3 of the submarines can carry Tomahawk cruise missiles as well as complement of torpedoes. 1 vessel of the class was specifically built slightly smaller. These 3 submarines are mostly used to move special forces underwater and allow them to launch and recover from remote operated vehicles. And the USS Jimmy Carter, which is roughly 100 feet longer than the other 2 ships of her class, was built specifically for that role. Multi-mission platform allows launch and recovery of remotely operated underwater vehicles for U.S. Navy SEALs. It also has the ability to fill the role of a cable maintenance submarine. It will be used as it has a underwater splicing chamber for the tapping of undersea fiber optic cables. That sounds like a pretty cool job to have if you got that job. There are also currently 19 active Virginia class nuclear powered attack submarines. This is the class of submarine that is taking the place of the Los Angeles class. There are 66 of these submarines planned. As I said, 19 are completed and actively in our Navy. There are 11 currently under construction, 8 are on order, 66 of those total. So when you look at the submarine fleet as a whole right now, you can say 18 missile submarines and currently 50 attack submarines, 50 to 60 attack submarines for a total submarine force of about 70 to 80. Now, I'm not even going to get into all of the auxiliary vessels, cargo ships, roll on, roll off vessels, replenishment oilers, because all of that is actually handled by the Military Sealift Command. And something that we also have called the Military Prepositioning Command, which leads me to the substance behind all these numbers that I just rattled off to you. I want to say a very important statement of truth. The estimated tonnage of its active battle fleet alone of the United States Navy exceeds the next 13 navies all combined. So what is tonnage? Tonnage is the weight of the vessels, how much water they displace. If you fill up a bathtub to the very, very top where the water just does not overflow, and you stick a Navy ship in it, how much water is going to fall out of that bathtub? That's called displacement. Another key number when talking about the comparison of navies, especially when you start to get into an aircraft carrier fleet, is that while China has two aircraft carriers with one under construction, we have 11 with two under construction and at least 5 more planned. We are currently building aircraft carriers. We don't stop building aircraft carriers. They take a long time to build. And basically, as we build one and put one into service, another one is taken out of service, generally due to age. So we are constantly upgrading our fleet. Not only do we upgrade our fleet, other navies upgrade their fleet. That's something that doesn't get taken into consideration at all, is our involvement with allied navies, naval forces in the Pacific that are not United States Navy. Japan, the Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Singapore. These are all countries who have pretty good navies their own self. They may not have 400, 500 ship navies, but they don't have to. And when you have all of those navies working in conjunction with the United States Navy and the Australian Navy, and you've got the Royal British Navy, all of our European allies, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, they've all got really good navies too. I love the Royal British Navy. Got to serve with some of those guys in the Persian Gulf. HMS Boxer, former Type 22 frigate. And she decommissioned. She was on her last deployment. Because after that deployment, she went home and that ship decommissioned. You know, Captain Ibbotson. Captain Ibbotson was the commanding officer of that vessel. I remember that name. Good vessel. Oh, F-92. an old Type 22 Batch 2 frigate from the British Royal Navy, and I got to cross deck on her for 3 days while we were in the Arabian Gulf. Got to meet a lot of great Royal British Navy sailors. Realized that at that point that sailors from all navies have a camaraderie. On that same deployment, we were also doing operations with the FS Corbeil, a Lafayette-class French frigate. There was the destroyer, the German destroyer, Bremen, which I believe is now a decommissioned vessel, as I'm talking about 1999 here, guys. So, but anyhow, moving on, before I get off on a tangent, you can go to the U.S. Navy's social media websites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, for U.S. Navy and the U.S. Department of Defense, and you will see numerous pictures of our naval vessels, our naval personnel, and our military personnel serving around the world and conducting exercises and training with other navies and other armed forces from other nations around the world. And I will say that I do not see China's military in any way, shape, or form, or any branch doing that with other nations. Another point to make is that while China also has a Coast Guard and the United States also has a Coast Guard, we have a forward deployable Coast Guard. We have United States Coast Guard ships in the Middle East and around the world. That's the key thing. Our United States Navy, along with other navies, the French Navy, British Navy, Royal British Navy, all forward deployable navies that operate around the world. And I don't see Chinese Navy ships on deployment in the Middle East. I don't see them doing bilateral exercises in the North Sea with the German Navy and the British Navy and the Royal Danish Navy. I don't see them doing unilateral exercises in the Mediterranean Sea with the Greek Navy and the Italian Navy. I don't see them trying to help the Singapore Navy combat pirating in the Straits of Malacca. I don't see the Chinese Navy assisting other nations to combat piracy off the coast of Somalia. Y'all, and I know some people are going to say that, oh, you're biased, you served in the U.S. Navy, and you're biased towards your Navy. Hey, you know what? For anyone that may be listening in another country, I would hope that you're as proud of your country and as proud of its armed forces, especially if you served in it, as I am of my country and my service to its armed forces. as my cats meow to be fed. And I'm sure you guys probably hear the birds chirping in the background. It is a lovely Sunday morning, May 16th, here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I am at. And breaking down and comparing side by side the U.S. Navy and the Chinese Navy. Other features that our Navy has that I don't think the Chinese Navy has is that we have capability of Tomahawk cruise missiles. We have the ability of the United States Navy SEALs. We have a Navy that is forward deployed and expeditionary in nature, with a Coast Guard that is also forward deployable. We have 11 nuclear-powered aircraft carriers, which can operate around the world 24/7 for months at a time without refueling except to take on jet fuel for the planes. And each of these 11 aircraft carriers can hold 90 aircraft each, compared to 2 aircraft carriers for Japan, which each hold about 40 aircraft. But I will say, the biggest thing that no one takes into consideration is the simple fact of allied countries, as I stated. The navies of other countries who are our allies. If you add all those numbers up and put them on top of the numbers of the United States Navy, I'm sure when you add up all the ships from the United States and Japan and South Korea and the Philippines, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Taiwan, United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, Greece, Royal Danish Navy, Royal Norwegian Navy, Argentina, Brazil, I can keep going, India, Australia, add all those numbers up and then it's not even a comparison. So, I hope this has given a little more context, a little more meat on the bone for you guys to see what the mainstream news media does. And that's not give context. They want their 8-second soundbite. They don't give facts. And they push certain narratives. But I wanted to do this, as I said, from a context standpoint, a number standpoint. So I hope you have enjoyed this little explainer video. I will end by saying this. It is my hope, it is my sincere prayer and hope that we, the world, will never have to actually find out in combat and war which Navy is better. It is the warrior most of all, who prays for peace, because it is the warrior who is most affected by the devastation of war. Well, I definitely hope you enjoyed that explainer video. Look for more explainer videos in the next coming weeks. Also, check us out on social media. On Twitter, at Chatting with Slim. You can also check out my personal Facebook, Joshua Santamont. We are constantly sharing and retweeting a lot of things that are going on in the veterans community. Please go on social media and follow us. Give us a like, give us a share, a follow. You can send in questions, comments. We like interaction with the people who are listening to this podcast. We want to know what you think. And we also urge everyone to please be involved. There are over 45,000 nonprofit organizations just in the United States of America that do amazing work for our veterans, our active duty military, and the families of all of those individuals. So we urge you, please, please, please be involved. If you cannot be involved from a financial aspect, try to donate a little bit of your time. It goes a long way. Also, currently right now, there are a few key pieces of legislation that are being proposed in the United States House of Representatives and in the United States Congress that pertain to our veterans. Please urge your elected officials to vote for these very much needed pieces of legislation and programs to help our veterans. Well, that's my time for today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. May you have a blessed one. As always, it's never goodbye. It's just until next time. So until next time, be good. More importantly, be good to each other.
Chatting with Slim Podcast.